I mean, here's just one way I would say maybe bring these themes together. And maybe it goes back to something we mentioned at the very beginning, which is telling your story.
Yes.
That question, who are you? It's the classic thing at a party. Who are you? Most people define themselves as a role.
Mm-hmm.
But, and most people define themselves, as we said, as a skill. A little bit more sophisticated people talk about their experience. Maybe they talk about a key experience. All I was to do is suggest is to shift that and talk about what drives you.
Because we all can get on the mic and we can say, you do this, your life will be better. I agree. I've done it. I was that person that was nothing to doing something every day for 5.5 years straight. Life gets in the way when you're mm-hmm. a parent, when you're a full-time student, when you yep. just have an outside life. What if I can't make it consecutive? Then I feel like I fucked up and I need to start over. How do I know it's a delayed outcome?
Beautiful question. The reality is life is messy, and some people's lives are more complicated than others.
It's a daily, sometimes minutely conversation that I'm having with myself of like all those self-doubts I'm putting aside, and I'm choosing the angel on the shoulder versus the devil on the shoulder. I'm choosing to listen to this little cartoon character, you know, like.
And in order to love the process, we really need to love ourselves. And then that's by embracing our vulnerabilities as our authentic selves. But it's making your bed. It's flossing your fucking teeth. It's washing the bottom of your feet. It's doing all those things, trimming your nails, making yeah. shaved. You have a fresh haircut once a week. All those things ripple out. What it does is it makes you accountable in yourself. It displays conviction that you hold yourself to such high regard and you execute whatever you tell yourself. So when you say you're going to do something, you're more likely to do it because you're consistent with your word internally, that it happens automatically externally.
You've been listening to Your Transformation Station, your voice on the hard truths of leadership. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. Remember, Your Transformation Station is on all major platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, and YouTube. At YTS the podcast, and visit the website at ytsthepodcast.com. Till next time.